This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's marriage week and we're talking to married folk from all walks of life this week. Nathan Tasker is a singer-songwriter who grew up in Sydney. He's now based in the US with his wife, Cassie, and I'm very fortunate to have them both on the line. Hey guys, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm well, thanks. I've never done this whole conference call interview thing before, so I'll try and address my questions to each of you in turn. Now, Nathan, before we talk about marriage, I know that our listeners will want just know a little something about your new album. How's that going?
It's going really well, actually. We just got the first round of designs through for the new album artwork, and we've completed all the mixing and everything, and I'm super excited about this one. Can't wait to share it with my friends at 103.2 and also finally get it out there. So it's almost done.
Okay, great. That's good to hear. Now, Cassie, let me ask you this question. Yeah. How did you two meet?
We met actually at church. So Nate can tell the story a lot better than I can, but we had been going to the same church just for a little while and he spotted me, I suppose.
Okay, so, Nathan, tell us your version of it then.
Well, I had been going to the church in Sydney for a number of years, about 12 years, and as a result kind of knew every girl there. And then one Sunday that I was in church, and that year I think I only got to church twice because I was out on tour a lot, and that year I got a text message from my friend during the service. Now, I don't advocate leaving the phone on during a church service, but it was on silent, and I checked my message, and it was one of my best friends, and all it said was, "Who's that sexy girl behind you?" And I thought to myself, my best friend is at church. This is awesome. I can't wait to see him. You know, he goes to church, 10 kilometres away. So this is great. And so I turned around to try and find him. And I looked behind me and I was like, he's right.
She's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, and so as it turns out, I turned to the friend next to me and said, who's that girl? And he said, that's Cathy. You know, she's just arrived at the church here in Sydney. And as it turned out, my friend wasn't at church that night with me. He just texted from his church. Thought it'd be really funny to do that.
Oh, it was just a joke.
Yeah, it was just a joke.
How amazing.
I spotted Cassie and conveniently joined her Bible study.
So, I think it was meant to be. So how long have you guys been married now? When did you get married?
We've been married 6 years. So we got married 2004 in December.
And how old were you at the time?
I was 22.
Cassie, you start with you. How did the first year of marriage go? You know, because it's either usually a honeymoon period or like a massive adjustment, you know, like.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it was a bit of both, really.
Did he need house training?
A little bit.
Listen to your answers here, so.
That's true. He was pretty good.
Well, I'll just put him on hold. Good. Hang on, Cassie.
Between us girls, no, he's a very kind person. So he's very patient and very helpful around the house. So I think we had a pretty good first year. I mean, we were traveling quite a bit, and I think that always tests some of your different capabilities and characteristics of each other. Mm. But we were working together as well, so we kind of were thrown into the deep end of it all at once. But yeah. I think we coped pretty good, and we had a lot of fun. So.
So how do you keep the romance alive now? And Nathan, maybe from you.
It's always dangerous to ask the guy that question, isn't it?
I know. Men don't do romance, I know.
Exactly. We usually do it very poorly. I think that that's one kind of area that I struggle with the most is, our work, because we work together, it's pretty taxing. We are often working, almost 7 days a week, which means that we don't often get a lot of time to ourselves. It sounds strange to work together every minute of every day, but not actually get time together. And so I think one of the ways we try and do it is that, we go out to dinner. We try and do that, ideally once a week, but it really doesn't often fall like that. Mm. Just in an attempt to kind of sit across from each other over a meal without any other distractions of email or television or anything like that.
That's right.
And just communicate, just talk about what's been going on. And I am pretty pathetic at that because my brain is always going very quickly work and things like that. And so I need to kind of teach myself to listen better and to actually talk about other things aside from, just our work.
Yeah, sure. So I guess it sounds like you don't have the problem of long separations. I imagine normally in music that people have long times apart. Do you have that problem, Cassie?
No, we're pretty lucky actually. We're able to go everywhere together for the most part. So we've set it up that all of the tours and things that Nate goes on, I go out as well, and I have a job to do while I'm there, so it makes it worthwhile, and it's fantastic that we can travel together. It's really good.
Yeah, it is. And I guess, you know, by working together, you, at least you're part of this journey. You're not kind of, you know, at home kind of twiddling your thumbs waiting for your husband to walk back through the door.
Yeah. It's a real blessing.
And what about the tough times? I mean, I imagine that in 5 years of marriage, you've gone through some hurdles. Have you found that that tough times have, you know, brought you closer together, or have they placed a bit of stress into the marriage?
I think that, and Nate, you can interrupt any time, babe, but I think that it's been, because we've been on our own in Nashville, like away from our families and our most natural support system, especially at first, I think it actually has been very good for us. The times that have been sort of a bit difficult or a bit challenging, we haven't been able to avoid them or be distracted, really, I guess, because we have to be a team and we have to be a partnership, and we're each other's family, you know, really very closely. So I think that we've had to sit down and talk it out and move past it, work out how to move past things that are difficult. And especially because, you know, the next day we'll probably jump on a plane and have to go and plug in with a church for the weekend or something. You really have to be on the same side. So
now, I actually knew Nathan when he was just a wee tacker, and we actually lived in the same house for a little while because his dad was one of my teachers and the head of my boarding house. So I know that Nathan, you grew up with, you know, I guess pretty strong Christian parents. And how much does that family background have an influence on your marriage now?
Well, I think it has a huge influence, just in terms of, I guess, recognizing that you're both as followers of Jesus, that you're both flawed and sin-filled, you know, and hopefully you're changing because of your following of Jesus. But at the same time, you realize that there are things that you're naturally going to mess up, and you can always go to him for forgiveness. So learning to do that with each other as well is kind of the next step. And I think if you've seen that in your home, then that's something that's really valuable. You learn to kind of mimic, I guess, what you see. And we're both fortunate in that we come from homes where our parents are still together. They're still following Jesus. They're plugged into their local churches. And that witnesses to us and kind of says to us it's worth pursuing this. You know, 6 years is a pretty short period of time to be married. And so when you're hanging out with family who've been married for 40-plus years, that's huge. And I guess that's kind of the testimony that I get from my parents and from Cassie's parents as well.
But that just spurs you on to know that you can do it.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. And you need to believe that you can, you know, because it's pretty difficult. So
Okay. Well, it's been lovely talking to you both this morning, and hopefully it's been a great encouragement to many other just young married couples who are in the same stage of life as you, or those who are about to embark on it. Thank you so much for your time this morning, guys.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And nice to get to know you a little bit too, Cassie. You know, we know a lot about Nathan, but it's nice to meet the other half of his work.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That's Nathan and Cassie Tasco talking about marriage for Marriage Week. And Nathan's new album is, of course, going to be out soon. We'll let you know more about that one.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.